This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. Hello, troops. Hello, people.
Oh, good afternoon, Dogface. Good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Joysters.
How exciting it is a Monday.
Isn't it? I was thinking exactly the same thing.
I know. Just bounced into the studio, full of life, start of the week.
TGIM.
How was everyone's weekend?
Fabulous.
Yeah? Yeah. You had a little stand-up thing on Friday night. Are we going to get a little insight into what happened?
Well, you got a little insight to what happened last week because I discussed what I ended up doing on stage on Friday night. So
you're not going to talk about
it? I told the story about my psycho neighbour.
Oh, you
with the
did.
Notes on my cars. Yeah.
Oh, that was
fabulous. But we had a great night. First Friday comedy, people, get on board. I forgot to plug it last week, which is dumb, but we do it every Friday, every first Friday of every month. At the Elvis
Should
Lounge.
We organise a little maybe Joy listener thing the next
yes,
one?
Yes, I'd love to.
Get them down there.
Get down there. It's free.
That'd be fun.
What Would about you hand a bucket around for the acts at the end, though, just to support the artists?
Oh, I thought you were going to say to throw up in there.
Do you get any special donations in those
No,
buckets?
Well, we haven't at this stage.
Right.
So now
that would
I'm
help,
to,
wouldn't
now
it?
Now I'm going to take rubber gloves for the next time I pull the coins out just in case.
Oh, but I didn't know where that was going either.
No, but anyway.
What kind of comedy
Do you
is
know
this?
What I mean?
And then I worked at a party that you ran.
Oh, that's right. You were my door bitch.
I was. It's been a while between drinks. And might I say, the crowd's just got younger except me.
Yesterday, 18.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, look,
it was a beautiful day.
It's a very
day.
Menopausal time of the year for the weather, isn't it, in Melbourne? Up and down.
Not bad, though, for, you know, what is predominantly still the middle of winter. It was good.
I say celebrate. I think it's great.
Yesterday was fabulous.
Yes.
Today, not so happy, but the sun's been out. I don't have it left in. I don't have anything left to whinge about, so I'm going to just go with it's good.
Yeah, good.
Now, listen, has anyone here been married? No.
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 Well, Tim's the closest
you're
thing
the closest.
To marriage.
Are you going to have a wedding?
Probably one day we will, yes,
one
I think.
Day. Is there any music that you could think of, songs that you would definitely have not on your list?
Ooh.
Because there was this article and I was surprised. It's like the top songs that couples have forbidden from their weddings. And I'm like, I was surprised by some of these. Like,
what's number one?
I host, as we know, Bogan Bingo on weekends. It's all Bogan music, whatever. And then at the end when you DJ, because it's all 80s, 90s music, right? At the end, there's a few tracks that are guaranteed to get everyone happy and dancing and singing along, right?
Yes.
And on this list of banned songs, they've got Love Shack.
Oh, you know what? I hate that song.
Yeah,
really?
You
I'm
hate
glad
it.
We don't play it here at Joy.
I don't understand. I mean,
terrible song.
Number one is Chicken Dance.
That should
Fair
never.
Fair enough.
Isn't it like a Greek wedding thing?
Or Macarena's on there.
That's the Tarantella. Oh,
right. Which sounds
of.
Very much like the Chicken
Similar.
Dance.
Similar. Yeah.
The Macarena's on there. Hokey Pokey's on there. They can go.
I'm concerned by all of those organised dance songs. You know,
Are
the bus
you?
Stop and all of them.
Oh, I saw
oh no,
one.
I see. I don't mind those.
No, there's really? One. There's one American one and it was on Orange Is the New Black yesterday and it's like jump, hop, hop, hop. I'm going to have to find it.
Those yeah, please do.
Anyway,
this rendition is not selling it.
No, I can't remember. Anyway, no, but like single ladies, that gets everyone on the.
Yeah, what about Dancing Queen? That's good when you
and don't
had
stop
a few
believing.
Drinks.
Why would you have single ladies at a wedding?
So these are who's
there might
these?
Be single ladies there just because it's the people's wedding doesn't mean that everyone's married.
What Fruit Loop banned this?
I don't know.
They've banned
Uptown Funk,
Carly Rae Jepsen,
no.
Call Me Maybe,
and they've banned Blurred there. Lines, like
and Footloose. Who doesn't love to do it? Who doesn't think?
Who doesn't love Footloose?
Celebration, Cool and the Gang. That should always be played at a wedding.
My Heart Will Go On.
There is one here.
No one needs that. That
there is one here that I'm sort of not surprised. ACDC's You Shook Me All Night Long. I'm not sure that needs.
Depends on what side of the river you're
on. Well, we worked a wedding once, and the bridal couple had their bridal dance to K-San.
Mm.
But it was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, they all had hotted up Holden SUV. Is it what is special vehicles? As the car was the biggest bogan wedding ever. But I would like to know from the punters who are listening this afternoon.
What songs would you ban?
What would you ban from your wedding? Because I'm surprised by something like Happy for Al Williams has been banned.
Oh, but that's it's kind of, you don't really want that at your wedding, do you?
Well, you can't have Celebration Cool in the game.
Yeah, well, we said that.
These people.
What about Bohemian Rhapsody? I mean, last week's winner of the best song by Queen.
It won. You won.
Oh, and now banned at a wedding.
Banned. Brown Eyed Girl. That's like, this is ridiculous.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
We're talking about what songs you'd have banned from weddings.
We certainly are.
Because there was a list. I'm shocked with the list.
I'm really surprised with the list. There's a couple on there that I'm like, yeah, that's fair enough. We have family. Yeah, that could be quite fun. We're just married. We are family. Yeah. I will not sing anymore.
Yeah, don't sing at weddings.
But the people are playing. Tina from South Bank just said Bat Out of Hell, Meatloaf.
Simon sent one through, said Kim Wilde, Kids in America. And that's, I don't know, if you're slightly sloshed.
Yeah, no, these are great tracks. Yeah. I don't understand.
Music to drink by.
Robin from Waverley has said Push It.
I don't like that either.
In your dress and you push it. Grindy, isn't it? Good. Yeah, well, when you've had a few shampoos.
This one caught me off guard. David from Footscray. Toto, Africa.
No, you cannot ban that.
You can't ban
that.
How
dare you put your manners back in, David? How dare you? The greatest song ever written.
End of the night and you realise that it's not you getting married and you're loveless and then you pick alone.
You pick up the only person left and he has a little tickler thing there. Oh,
well, like a cold sore.
No, what's that? No, it might have been a cold sore. It's a flavor saver.
Yeah, tickler. Look at you with the tickler.
It was a wedding that I went to years ago.
I don't want to hear that.
And seriously.
No, I don't need to hear that.
To Toto.
Yeah. Not to Toto.
Brett sent through a message and he said, what did you do? Do we need to hear the rest of that story? It's freaking me out.
Might have hooked up with a hobbit, but that's okay.
Who looked like Shannon Knoll.
Yeah. Oh, I was young then. I'm certainly not now.
Oh, the hobbit. And Brett sent one through. He said, anything from Guy Sebastian. I agree with him.
Get your mitts off our guy. He is amazing. Keep him coming.
You can tell someone's had a big weekend, can't you?
Shush.
Playing Anna Murphy. They're playing this afternoon.
They are.
Yes.
Love a bit of engagement. Thanks, kids. Go team. Yeah, there's your inspiring moment from Auntie Murphy.
This one came through from Robbie from Mornington.
Says, my song suggestion for not playing at weddings is Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
It's not really a wedding song, is it?
It's not a great song.
Unless your ex is there.
Yeah. Oh. Would you have your ex at your wedding?
I don't know. Would you? I haven't been married.
Now you've thrown a whole new. This can turn into something else. We do have a prize to give away.
What song would you play if your ex was there?
Happiness.
No. Who else has come through?
We've got Michael from Brand saying "Pony" by Genuine. What's wrong with that? Bit of down. Can we play that today? I love that song.
No.
Can't we?
No. Not to be played at weddings or Joy. 12 degrees. Isn't it cold?
It feels like we're around a campfire, that last part of that song.
Oh, you like it now?
Yeah.
Earlier.
I don't think we need to talk about the past. Let's just talking about that bit.
I'm a little disappointed in Ron.
Why? Oh, Ron, we are playing what song shouldn't you have at your wedding?
You're talking here to predominantly two bogans, or three. I'm going to throw you there
in
as well.
Love me in it. I'm from Geelong.
Well, there you go. You won.
Trumped it.
Ron said, afternoon, the Angels, am I ever going to see your face again? He can't have that at a wedding. Now, I would say that song. That's hard to take out of a wedding playlist, isn't it?
It's really, really tricky.
Or a 21st or anything, actually. You can play it anywhere. What have you got, Anna Murphy?
If you're going to 21st at the moment, we need to have a chat.
There's something wrong.
Now, breaking news. And I've got additional information for this breaking news. But last week, if you were playing the game and following the bouncing ball that is this damn show, we talked about the Veronicas.
Oh, yes.
And how that bloody Ruby Rose was...
Stuck her two bits worth in.
Yoko Ono.
And
divided twinship.
You know what? There's nothing worse than dividing twins.
You can't get in the middle of it.
No.
I tell you now, hot off the press, they are back together. Not Ruby Rose and that. Nah. Yeah. The two
other sisters.
The little
The girls are bakers. Lisa and her mate.
Jess. Lisa and her mate.
Why wouldn't you? There's too much money to be made.
Well, exactly. No, they're in a car together in LA. They're recording new music. It's all fabulous. Oh, in fact, together, it's all happening. Now, we've got some friends in the studio who tell me that on Saturday night, there was a Facebook event that all of these clubs across Australia, was it across Australia, right? Across Australia, at a certain particular time.
11.50.
11.50 p.m., way past my bedtime usually, everybody sang Untouched together.
Oh, wow. Oh, in every club across the country.
Well, not the club you and I were in.
No. I don't know what we were singing.
I wasn't singing.
More beer.
Was it?
I don't know.
No idea.
Really don't. Anyway, exciting news.
That is breaking
news. I hope you feel all up to date on Veronica News.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we should have had a music band for that.
Like Untouched.
Yeah, like Untouched would have been great. You're the producer.
That's your job.
Let's strike that down as a miss for me today.
Okay.
Right track, baby, I was born this way.
Had to get it out. Sorry, I was having fun there. Don't poo on my parade. Anyway.
Murphy's Law this afternoon now.
That's a little different, isn't it?
Wasn't it? It's not a nice thing to say. Well, you know.
Watch that.
Well, I'm just sticking with our show.
Core values.
The core values. Yes. Hey.
Do you know the good thing about Joy?
What?
The Joy is full of brand new talent. It is full of brand new talent. It's a training ground for new youth coming through and new voices on air. And
I think what's extraordinary about this place is they've sent two bright, new,
sparkly
stars.
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't call myself talent. Well, I think that's a strong word.
And they've sent them in with us, which can only go
to learn how to do stuff, including the weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome your new Tuesday afternoon drive team. It's Amy and Maddie.
A big show planned for tomorrow, so please tune in.
The first show is going to be the best yet. I'm actually giving Maddie a psychic reading.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Good.
Ooh. I'm a psychic these days.
Are you?
Oh, no,
are you
really? As of last week.
As of last week.
It's a new thing, but we're going to test it out.
I love you, millennials.
Yes, that's us.
Millennials.
Couldn't get it out.
Oh, God.
This is too old for it.
I'm too old for it. Can you help you? Who let them in?
Sorry, I'm going to stay quiet because they're going to turn on me in a minute.
You know what? Anyway.
You should give them a reading.
Do you guys want a quick reading?
I'd love to. Just tell me the Totes Lotto numbers.
No, that's not what I do. No, what I do is like I can actually like find out like what are you feeling, like how are you guys going, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, cool. Who are you going to direct that at?
I'm going to do like a whole studio vibe.
Right.
Now, okay? So what I'm feeling right now is a bit of anxiety.
Oh, that's funny.
Is someone in here feeling anxious?
Yeah, we're just anxious about where the show's going to go to for the next hour and a half.
I feel someone's anxious about a pet.
Oh.
Has anyone got an animal here?
My dog's at home and I'm worried that it's stressing him out.
See? Look at that. Sidekick. See what I mean? But tomorrow, even better. Huge reading for Maddie tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's so much better than our show. Can we be on your show?
I love that you said somebody in here is feeling anxiety, and Dean and I had a huge night on Saturday. We're both very anxious. I'm like, it's coming out our pores. Oh dear.
What things were you doing that made you anxious?
Oh, at our age, being up later than 10 o'clock.
That can make you anxious for a month, my friend. Don't ever age.
Oh,
now,
God,
have you had a show before on Joy?
We do like the daytime shifts on a Thursday and a Friday.
Okay, so you've got some listeners already.
I mean, hopefully some. But yeah, we'll be doing our drive show tomorrow. We've even got like an Instagram page happening.
Oh, wow. So much better
than us. We've been on for 7 years and we don't have an Instagram.
You guys, we're millennials. We can at least teach you how to do this.
Oh, my God. Can you?
Yeah, we'll help you do an Instagram.
I've just recently joined Snapchat.
Why would you do that?
What kind of pics do you send? I want to know.
Not the ones that you think anyway.
This has transgressed or just gone exactly where it was always going.
Well, listen, good luck for your show tomorrow.
Thank you.
I hope it goes really, really well. It sounds like you're bubbly. You've got your stuff together in a different way.
Yeah.
We don't do that together, just so you know. We've got one straight and one gay. So,
that's the same as us.
Great mix.
That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Works for us. Well, no, we've got two. and one.
Okay.
Oh, look, you know.
Yeah, time to go to another song.
That's okay. It's all going to get really awkward.
Good luck, girls.
Thank
to
you.
Tomorrow.
Good luck, girls.
Were those two girls in here before lovely and nasty all at the same time?
Oh, heaven.
I reckon they'll have a ripper little show.
Heaven. Oh. Put you right back in your box and I stayed quiet. I know, there's only two, yes. There's 3 years between us.
Yeah.
But it's important, those 3 years is all I'm going to say.
Those millennials bring up about age, it really catch you to the bone, doesn't it?
I tell you what also could catch you to the bones.
What's
certainly
that?
If you're me and you've got your long-standing history of hatred for the croc, they have released a high-heel
croc.
A what? Croc.
You heard me the first time. A high-heel croc. I want to find the person responsible and tie them down at Federation Square and just throw rubber shoes at them for an afternoon.
Didn't a dude that took you on a date?
Yes, walk
didn't
Crocs.
Didn't he turn up to the date in Crocs?
There is no excuse. I've always said there's no excuse if you're over 5 and under the year 95, the age 95, you shouldn't be wearing Crocs.
I reckon you're a Croc snob.
No, I back her on
totally.
That.
Totally.
What?
I absolutely back around that. They are dreadful.
Why wouldn't
you? If someone turned up with thongs in summer, the heat of peak of, like if it's a 40 degree day, would you knock them back?
For a date?
I don't think you should knock anyone back, quite frankly.
I think you're really funny. Oh, look at you go. Oh, when was the last time you had a date?
Oh. I don't go on them because they're disasters like yours.
Oh. Excuse me.
Is that the end of the croc story?
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
I'm
more
sure.
Do you want?
We'll go and beat each other it's up outside. Shawn Mendes and Nervous, that's the new one. Good track.
Very good track.
Oh,
I love him.
He's a good-looking rooster, isn't he?
He is a good-looking rooster. Look at you go. With some recent gossip that you might have heard.
What? I don't know. Maybe not.
Might be a team member.
Doesn't really matter. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
We don't care.
Yeah.
But Dean Murphy's ear is definitely pricked up.
Is that a little twinkle I see in your eye?
No. On another story altogether, a woman got the fright of her life when she woke up to find a 3-foot snake sharing her bed with her.
Oh, it's been so long since I've woken up with a fright with a snake in my bed. Oh, those were the days. I miss that. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of a Monday that we head out to the roads. The Calder Freeway.
Like a trucker.
The Calder Freeway outbound. So quick, it's like good karma after a big weekend at 6 minutes. Oh, Eastern outbound, make close. You cry with happiness at 14 minutes. Monash outbound, you'll be home in a jiffy to eat your comfort food and put on your trackies at 32 minutes. Princess Freeway will make you question all of your life choices at 16 minutes. And the Westgate outbound could have you crying into your Macca's takeaway at 17 minutes. Well, and that's it.
Yeah.
If you've just
latched onto the show, guess what happened to us?
That was a snapshot of Anna Murphy's mind, wasn't it?
Anna Murphy's topic to win that pass. Let's just say she's a naughty girl with a bad habit. Time to get into it. And Anna Murphy found this topic. It sounds very similar to another, much ruder word.
It does.
But actually, there's nothing rude or sexual about it. Masturbating.
Masturbating.
Is simply the art of taking yourself out for a date.
It
enjoying
is.
Enjoying a meal and visiting the cinema completely solo.
Completely solo.
Yep.
Solo!
So we thought we'd throw...
It's like karaoke hour in here.
We thought we'd throw it out to you guys this afternoon.
At least I'm having fun.
Where do you take yourself out for a little masturbate?
Where do you masturbate?
Where do you usually masturbate?
Oh, and now there is a D in that, so for anyone who's feeling like complaining, don't.
Send it in. Your chance to pick up the Ultimate Queen Celebration. There's a guy who's got an awesome voice. His name's Mark Martel.
Oh, yes.
And he's had over 30 million views on YouTube and Facebook, and he's doing a show at the Palais Theatre at September 1st, and it's going to be absolutely huge. It's all the Queen tracks. It's like... all of them.
But this is a double pass, so...
It's a double pass.
You can't masturbate at this
thing. No. You can just take yourself and have a seat next to you for your popcorn and your drinks and stuff.
You totally could.
Do you know what I mean? So that's the question we're asking you guys. Where do you masturbate?
Where do you masturbate?
Is that easy? 0427. Don't you feel like you're on play school sometimes? And there's a chair in there, isn't there? And a bear masturbating as well.
Who brought to you?
Oh, the grubby bear.
The grubby bear. What we're doing at the moment is we're talking about where do you masturbate? Now, I know that sounds, you know, not conducive to good radio on a Monday afternoon, but
can you say it a little slower?
Where do you masturbate?
So
where do you take where do you take yourself on a date? Solo. No one else. Where is it usually? Where do you go? Where's Anna Murphy gone?
I think
let's call her and find out, shall we?
Yes. Yes.
Let me just dial her up here.
Oh, well,
Murph,
boys,
where are you?
I'm currently masturbating at Masturbating Central, Hungry Jack's on the corner.
Oh, right, across the road from the station.
Yep.
What are you doing over there?
I just popped in for a little masturbate.
Oh, and why wouldn't you? What for? You're bringing us back some stuff? I can tell it's been a big weekend, hasn't it?
I'll be back in a moment.
If you're at Hungry Jack's during our show, it's been a massive weekend. Off you go, girlfriend. Hurry up. I'll have a large fries, thanks.
Okay,
go. We are talking masturbating this afternoon. Where do you like to masturbate?
Oh,
where do you take yourself
off
to?
That Hungry Jack's session was amazing. Now,
as she licks her fingers.
As I lick my lips with salty.
This one came
lips.
Through from Gavin. Gavin
says, the football very often in the coffee shop to read the paper.
Oh, he says it's not very exciting, but I think that's
a
case
to date.
Simone said, I go ice skating on my own all the time, love masturbating. And Perry says, I masturbate at the NGV.
What's the NGV?
NGV, the National Gallery of Victoria.
Oh. Kevin said...
No, because you're confusing the words.
I know. It's
just
confusing.
It's something that you go and do nice on your own, Joel.
Yeah. Kevin masturbates at the infrared sauna, which is... I've masturbated at the infrared sauna as well.
It's quite good. Yeah, this
and
is
Peter said, I often masturbate at IKEA.
Kevin got me through. That's not an enjoyable experience. You lie. Lies.
I think IKEA
is an enjoyable experience?
It's a little date. You can take yourself off.
Yeah, have a little Swedish meatball.
Yeah.
Oh, you could...
Phones have gone crazy this afternoon.
That would be an amazing
good topic. Great topic. Where do you take yourself masturbating?
Yeah.
Lots of people participating in this one. This one from Conrad.
Conrad said, hey, girls, I like to masturbate at the dog park. Hashtag woof.
Also,
I'm not sure why we needed that, but that's fine.
This one from Andrew.
Andrew says, Japanese bathhouse.
I've masturbated at a Japanese bathhouse.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Oh.
What happens at a Japanese one?
And you go and they give you a little some soap and a little scrubbing brush and a little container thing and you go in there and you scrub yourself down and then you jump in the hot, boiling hot spa bath. Like it's hot. It's really, really...
See, I wouldn't like that.
No, I'd pass out.
Too hot.
This one came through from Little Jason.
Says, I masturbate while bushwalking, going shopping, going on car adventures at the beach and eating ice cream. My best masturbation was on the plane to Brisbane and for 5 days straight.
Lovely.
Wow. Lovely.
Good very
job,
energetic.
Jason.
Now, people who've just jumped in the car, we are talking masturbating.
There's a D in the world.
There's a D in the world. Kim said, I masturbate at the Jam Factory whenever I can.
It's a lovely place to do
it. I often go to the Jam Factory to masturbate.
Tim's only just barely keeping it together.
Keep it coming through. 0427 Joy 949.
It's just because we keep saying the word, isn't it?
Joy.org.au.
My partner is a food snob. When I get the chance, I masturbate at Taco Bell. He has no idea. I hope he's not listening. That was from Boyd.
Thank you, Boyd. That's it. No, I was going to say that's it for us. No, we've got another hour. I was all into the masturbating and I just, you know,
wishful thinking.
A little bit premature.
Yeah. Don't be premature on your masturbate.
Talking masturbating this afternoon and this person's just sent through a message. Great show, but you're freaking me out. Stop saying it.
masturbate.
Oh, she nearly slipped.
No, I didn't.
Now, someone who...
Unprofessional.
Someone who basically wrote the book on masturbating, here's Madonna on Joy.
Strangely, I think it's a solo thing, but it's united everyone this afternoon.
It has. It's brought them all out of the woodwork.
Frank said he's taking himself on holiday to Toronto.
A little masturbating in Toronto. That, of course,
is Frank, who's been with us from Canada for a very long time. Hello, Frank.
And this one from Mark from Armidale.
Which is making me uncomfortable, Mark, but thank you for sharing. I masturbate at my work desk sometimes, colleagues. Watch, sometimes they join in. Ooh.
Yeah. Masturbating is the art form of...
untrustworthy listeners. No. It was always going to go there.
It was always going to go
there. It was always going to go
Chance, we know...
I love you all.
A very special show on Joy. which used to be on, I can't remember now, but it was all over at different times or whatever, but now it's got a regular spot on a Monday. It's the Glow Show. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hello. How you going?
How are you?
Good. I walk in on this conversation.
Sorry.
There was Madonna, so I thought you knew I was coming. Yeah. And then it went downhill from there.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. That's the level that we keep our show down there.
You may not have any listeners to feed off for your show.
Have you ever heard our show before, Gabby?
Apparently not.
So, Gabby, how long has the Glow Show been going for?
Well, we've been a podcast for about a year, and we were on air every week for about 4.5 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we had a little hiatus.
So for all of those new listeners who haven't heard it before, what's the guts of the whole show?
Why don't you say something? Well, tell them what it's all about.
Well, it is basically connecting the Victorian police with the LGBTI community, and that's the main goal of the show. Mm. But we also, apart from letting our community know that the police are really great people and they have our interests at heart. Yep. But we also go around each police department. We get to know what they do. We get to get some insight with the fascinating work that they perform, some of the challenges that they have to deal with all the time. But really just connecting our community with the police, and really want to connect with young people and make sure that they believe that the police are great people.
It's always been a great show, and it's always been really popular on Joy. So, and it does, like you said, it's a connection between the Victorian police and the gay community. Are you both still like active police officers?
I'm not a police officer.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm the LGBTI community.
Oh, right. There you go.
The community, yeah.
But Gabby, how long have you been with the...
With the police?
Yeah.
Since 1999.
Wow.
That's a song, isn't it?
It is indeed. Prince, let's get that on.
So I started in New South Wales Police and I started in Victoria in 2002. So I've been around for
a
while.
Someone that's obviously served with New South Wales Police and the Victorian Police, a lot of people feel like there's a massive difference in the police force of both states. Is that correct?
Well, the uniform's very different. We've got the better uniform.
I think we have a better
Much
uniform.
Much better. But it really honestly was like stepping back in time when I came from New South Wales down to Victoria.
Yep.
I felt like I'd walk back 10 years in time in relation to the equipment that we had up there and what we have down here. Now we've caught up. I don't know, up there they may have, God knows what, spaceships for all I know.
Laser beams or something.
And maybe we are still behind. But family violence and the Glow work that we're doing, I think we're doing really great work. So I'm assuming we're the same on a par, if not better.
Yep. The difference with obviously states, and we have this, it's right across the board with a lot of different things. Melbourne's a very family orientated community. Do you find that the difference
for
between
sure.
Melbourne and Sydney?
It's very different. I love Sydney for the harbour.
Yep.
I mean, that's always going to be my home. And it took a while, but Melbourne's definitely my home as well. I've got two homes because Melbourne is the most amazing city.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I think so. Look, I lived in Sydney for 5 years, and I reckon everyone gets a bit lazy up there because you've got the view.
Yes.
Like, it's pretty. So, it's just like whatever. There's more culture down here. If you're living in Sydney, but whatever. I don't care. I said it. Sue me.
Our football's better here.
Absolutely, our football's better here.
For sure.
Yeah, but do you find because it's such a real transitional crowd up there, like people from all over the world and whatever coming into Sydney, do you find that was it a lot more hard? Was it harder to police up there than here? Like,
no, I mean, I worked on the Northern Beaches, so that was the most.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Pretty laid back. This is like
what a gig.
I know. So I had
Bondi Cop.
Palm Beach and Manly, dog.
Right, okay. That's going well so far.
So I had a variety of things to do. We'd be saving someone who'd capsized their boat. Then we'd be going up into the bush and there'd be a horse on the road. And then we'd be doing an armed robbery in the shop. So there'd be a huge variety of things.
And down here,
you've got St Kilda, and you've got the bush, but you've got they're a bit further apart.
Yeah.
They are indeed.
So tonight's show, what can we look forward to?
Well, tonight's show, we're really reintroducing the Glow Show, getting to know Gabby and myself, and getting to know what Glows are and what the police force do for us and how they support us. So, it's a half-hour show, so we're just really introducing the Glow Show, getting to know us.
And a special guest.
And we've got our special guest, and we hope to get her back the week after to do our famous Highway Patrol, which was very popular in the podcast series, and we hope to make that a regular as well.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Awesome.
And Beck Law, though, and she's hilarious.
Beck's fantastic. Good. And one good thing about the Highway Patrol information is that it's not only there for the LGBTI community, but it's there for the ally community. It fits everybody, so it's it's, you know, tracks everyone awesome. As listeners. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, excellent. Good luck for the show.
Thank you.
And obviously that takes place every Monday night.
Yes.
Following us. And I hope we don't scare everyone away in a movie.
I know. Everything that you've said, we'll try and correct.
Yeah, great. Okay, good. That's at 6:30 tonight on Joy.
It's a tough job.
You know, that was really hard talking about masturbating with police officers in the studio, even though we know that it's clean.
It's clean. It's nice. A whistle.
Talking about masturbating in public places.
It's just a word, people.
Gabby was reading.
Words can't hurt you.
Throwing those handcuffs.
It's your choice.
It's okay.
It's just a word.
It has gone crazy in here, though. People really targeting that Ultimate Queen Celebration prize, a double pass to go and see this awesome dude, Mark Mattel, who's had 30 million YouTube views.
I think since our show last week.
Probably gone up. If you want to get your hands on it, if you want to get your hands firmly around it, all you got to do is, where do you masturbate?
Exactly.
Where do you take yourself for those lonely, quiet times?
Well, Jason said his favourite place to masturbate is on the Merri Creek Trail. It's very specific.
Well, it's a long trail. It's a long hike.
Atmospheric.
Yeah, it is a long hike.
One with nature.
One with nature.
A little nudie run down there.
You're mixing it up again.
I know.
One does not need to be nude.
Tired.
On a masturbate.
I'm tired.
I'm tired of you.
And you bought me those hot chips. I've had a little carbohydrate coma.
Oh, yes,
thing
because
going on.
Dean hasn't had a carbohydrate anything
Seven
since
years.
1973.
I'm just going to give a little snooze.
He's gone to sleep. Oh, dear. Oh, is that how you sleep? No wonder you're single.
Too much masturbating. I've almost masturbated beyond, like I can't masturbate anymore.
No, and there's people at home going
can you
for
just
the love
stop?
Of God, can you just stop
picking up kids
saying
from school
the
and
word.
Swimming.
There's
and
nothing wrong with the word. There's a D in it.
No, I know that, but we just need to move on. And there's been some great responses.
It'd be like if we did a whole show on those words that I hate. Oh, I'm not even going to say it.
Panties.
No, so
moist. Slippery.
No, it's slid. It's slid.
Oh, slid.
You made me say it twice.
We have a winner to our masturbate
conference. Oh, well, I think many, many people will be happy that it's over.
It was a long hour, wasn't it?
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed
eerie.
It, but many are begging
creepy.
Us to stop
almost
saying
creepy.
The word.
The winner of that prize, Anna Murphy, is
Boyd, who told us that his partner is a food snob, so when he gets the chance, he masturbates at Taco Bell.
Yeah! Why wouldn't you?
And that's the last time we'll be saying
it. That's the last time we're ever doing that competition, ever.
Ever.
All right? No more masturbating.
No. We've got a few of our past friends of Murphy's Law going to be doing the traffic this afternoon. Trishy Dushy here, and the colder outbound is like, look at his split at 6 minutes. It's Julia Gillard here, and the eastern outbound is a sterling run at 12 minutes. It's Melby here. Monash outbound is rocking along at 36 minutes. And hello, this is Katie.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember what one I was looking at, but it's as annoying as one of Patsy's corgis.
It's annoying as this.
At
this,
16
this
minutes.
Break.
And there you go.
I can't believe it was a good attempt at copy our guests
that we've had on. I know.
The come on.
Well,
well
they
done.
Don't come on now that we're on night, so I thought because somebody doesn't get around to giving them anything to say.
On the trains this afternoon, you'll find good services on most lines. Minor delays on Belgrave, minor delays on Cranbourne. Major delays on Werribee. Everything else is looking pretty good. If you see something on the boat, planes, buses or trains, let us know. 0427.
Now I go tick, 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 tick.
I don't want to be here anymore. I just don't want to be on the show anymore. That's it. It's time for Last Man Standing.
We need a song for that.
No, we've got production stuff
have
happening.
We? Yeah, oh, we've coming. Got a bell. Yes.
Yeah, a bell.
Yeah. No, I heard you.
Maybe you need to hold that up a little higher near the mic so people.
There you go.
All right, what's the topic?
I just thought it was my brain telling me to go
home. Did you win last week?
No, I think you did, because I think I said, for words that sound like poo, I said poo.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
What we were after.
Okay.
So thank you, Dean, you will be kicking us off today. It is 7-all, very tight. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today's topic, listen closely. It is men's or women's names that only have 4 letters.
Anna.
Dane.
Dean.
Kane.
Pete.
Lisa.
Alice without the E on the end.
Yay!
Congratulations, Anna.
Yay! Oh.
And you'll feel so much better about your own siblings. Yeah, well, thanks for that. That's better. And I would like to thank the Veronicas for helping me there.
There's so many more names I could have gone for.
But I won, so 8-7.
All right, smart ass, tell us what's coming up.
Tripping on you.
The show has gone to the dogs. Here's one for you, Anna Murphy. Now, when you thought master dating couldn't get more revolting, a beer made from the vaginal lactic acid of hot underwear models has gone on sale in Poland. Of course it has. The vagina beer has been launched in a brewery known as the Order of Yoni from the Polish capital city of Warsaw. Yoni is the Sanskrit word for female genitals.
Yes.
Customers can now buy the beer and taste the essence of good-looking models at various pubs after the debut on July 28th. Imagine that.
This whole thing.
Oh, can you get me a pint of Cindy Crawford? What about
taste in this is disgusting. Oh,
what about a little, I don't know, maybe a schooner of Kendall Jenner or maybe a little bit of Heidi Klum. Oh, that one's got a hair in it.
There.
I did go there.
Oh my God. This is as bad as the day. Remember when we talked about the vagina canoes?
Oh, yes.
This is bad.
Yes.
This is terrible.
But good research, though. I find that this show is really picking up its standards of research.
Yes. Great. I'd like to put my hand up for being the best on ground for finding all these articles today. Now, you're welcome.
On a much cleaner note, the topic is for the last 10 minutes has been, what are you having for dinner tonight?
What should I have for dinner?
And We can't. Tim and I sitting here. We've been coming up with lots of different suggestions, but nothing is coming back. You're not agreeing to anything.
Well, I'm worried that if I get real junk food, I'll just feel bad for the rest of the week. But I don't feel like cooking.
Guilt is a wasted emotion.
It is. All I've got at home is the frozen vegetable soup, but that's not. It's not.
And one egg, is that right?
And one egg.
So do you want help from the listeners?
Yes, because please. Tell me what I should eat.
I'm sure that's what everyone wanted to do when they've got to get their own dinners is work out what you want to eat.
Tell me what you're eating.
I think it's
what I've realised I missed yesterday in my sleeping all day event was Katy Perry at Southland.
Oh, we were going to do that too.
And actually, I did see her on the news and I was looking for you. I was scouting
so
for you
did
in the background.
And I went, bugger.
But it looked like her concert was quite good. I saw some Facebook videos. And
not at all sure what she was doing with some of the outfits.
No.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Not for me to question. People would be saying to me, well, who saw me out on the weekend, what on earth was she doing at Poof Doof? Well, you know.
I don't know, gathering fodder for next week's show probably.
Gathering fodder.
Yeah.
Like little squirrels in the forest.
Putting our nuts away.
Oh, dear.
But it's been an interesting show. I feel like we never have to ever talk about master dating ever again.
No, we never do.
That's a win, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's a win for everyone.
Yeah, it's a win for everybody listening.
And yet you wouldn't get it on commercial radio. Maybe
and that's why we're not on commercial radio.
You don't need Fifi Box and master dating in one sentence,
dear.
Do you?
No, and you
is that
put it
can we
you,
go?
Yes. And then you put
I've
it in
go
a
home.
Sentence.
I've got to go home.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, we're out of here. Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.